Very happy to welcome back to the show once again, Tony Meola. I call him the founding father of U.S. goalkeepers on the United States men's national team. Very talented guy, and other areas of his life as well. A little NFL, a little acting as well. But he is here to talk about MLS Cup, which comes up Sunday, and his work with Allstate. It's going to be between the Galaxy and the Revs. And there's one thing, Tony. You know, when MLS started, and they had, you know, the shootouts and the time being kept on the field and all that garbage, they decided, let's try to be a real league. The only thing left, I think, that's vestigial of that is they call this the Cup, and it's not a cup competition, but but that's going to stay, right?
Yeah. How are you, Rick? It's definitely it's changed over the last, I guess, 19 years. We're going in our 20th year here coming up, and I remember the shootout. I remember the clock. I remember all of those things. And you know, we're trying to get closer to the world's game, but completely understanding that we're an American sport, and you know, we still have playoffs and we still have a final. And I think it's that part's not going to go away for a long time, but. I like the direction of the league. I like where it's going, and looking forward to an exciting final.
Yeah, and I mentioned the revolution, and you think about in Boston with the Bs and the Cs and the Sox and the Patsies, they're kind of getting on the bandwagon here to say, let's make it all five teams, and it's very easy to say beat L.A. if you don't live there, right?
It sure is, and you know, the storyline here, obviously, around this Galaxy team and Landon Donovan and the MVP, Robbie Keane. But, you know, if you think about the beginning of the year, I mean, we cover this every day on the radio. And, people have talked about New England from preseason, how good this team was. And I'm happy to see the community there get, you know, rally around this thing. There's now talk about a stadium downtown. And Robert Kraft, I was just reading a story about the fact that he's going to helicopter to and from this game. And I guess they're playing down in San Diego as well tomorrow or Sunday, I'm sorry. So there's just a lot of excitement. Certainly they've got a guy in their team in Lee Wynn who's had an outstanding year, but Jermaine Jones comes in and has been outstanding for them. Look, again, the storylines are about L.A., but I think this Revolution team is going to have something to say about that.
Tony, I have a question here on my Facebook page from Mike, big Quakes fan. He says he wants me to ask you, is there a possibility with the collective bargaining agreement coming up that there could be a work stoppage in Major League Soccer?
Yeah, it's a possibility, but I think both parties, from what I understand, and we had the State of the League the other day. I was on a panel that helped interview Commissioner Garber. I also talked to the Players Union, and I think they understand that probably not the best scenario for the league. Look, you know, you cover sports, and there's always a threat of that, right? And owners don't have any money, and players want more money, and players want free agency, and owners don't want to give free agency. It's all the same issues, just on a smaller scale maybe for you, for Major League Soccer and these players, but it's growing, and I think that you know, at least both parties understand that a work stoppage is probably not the best thing, and I think they'll approach it that way. I think it'll get done. But look, it's you know, it'd be hard pressed to say that it's not a possibility.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do when you're not one of the big three or four sports is to just go away and not be on TV and lose any kind of momentum you want to build. Rick Tittle with Tony Meola. You mentioned new stadium, perhaps for the Revs. We do have one for the Quakes, and it's ready to go with for the new season. And it's nice to welcome back one of your old teammates, a Bay Area kid, Dominic Kinnear. And I just wondered, because I remember that team in '94. He had the Peter Frampton hair and the goatee, and now he's kind of an elder statesman. He looks more Scottish now with the sort of short gray hair. What do you think about the Quakes, the new coach, the new stadium?
Well, first, I didn't know Dominic could look more Scottish than when he was my roommate and listening to him every day. But look, what they've done there, of course, I've seen it online. We've been kind of watching this thing be built online over the last, 2 years now. John Doyle, your general manager, brings Dominic Kinnear back. And for me, one of the premier coaches in the league, a guy that understands, obviously, what it's like to move into a new stadium. He did that down in Houston. What it's like to take a team and build it, and he's had the ability. We talked to him quite a bit on our show. He's now had the ability to go home and be closer to his family, and he's worked for this, and I think there wasn't a better fit for this San Jose team than Dominic Kinnear. So knowing him personally, being a close friend of his, being a roommate with him for 4 years, I couldn't be any happier for him and his family, because I know this is what he wanted in the end.
Very good. We're talking with Tony Miola. He's here representing Allstate about MLS Cup coming up this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, L.A. versus New England. And talk about the national team for a little bit. And, of course, the controversy, the little tiff between Donovan and Klinsmann. The USA still was a, you know, unfortunately, Wando missed that kick getting past Belgium and moving on. But since that time, there have been some very indifferent results for these friendlies. And nothing against Ireland. You shouldn't be getting thrashed by the talent that Ireland has right now, in my opinion. But then again, they are friendlies, and Klinsmann is experimenting with some new guys. Are you alarmed at all with the way the national team has looked these last five games?
Not necessarily the last five games. Here's how I look at it. You got to sit on one side of the fence or the other. I'm one of those guys, and we've been preaching. We got to see these young guys play, and mm-hmm. we've got to give guys a chance. And we gave a 17, you know, 18-year-old a chance at forward at Rubio Rubin. We've experimented all over at left back. We experimented in the middle of the field. Jermaine Jones is going back. If you're going to experiment, this is the part of the cycle to experiment. Mm-hmm. If you're married completely just to results, I can understand frustration from people. I can understand maybe a little bit of concern at the results. But now is the time where it doesn't matter as far as results in the big picture. Although, you know, as Americans, right, the one thing we think about all the time is winning. So I get that part of it. But I'm of the mindset that I look at the games individually. I don't think we played well against Ireland, regardless of who was on the field. Mm-hmm. I think we need to play better, even if we're giving people a chance. And that's the part that I struggled with a little bit. I don't think for lack of a better term, the lack of experience on the field, I don't think that should have equaled the result that we had. Look, I've been hearing about this new dynamic way we're going to play. I don't see that. I just think we need to take the best players and play the best that we can. And that didn't happen in the last couple games. I think it's important that we kind of look at it that way and not get so worried about it and understand where we are in the cycle.
All right, that's very well said. And you know better than anybody that when you're a goalkeeper, you can potentially have a longer career than the outfield players. And you look at the Peter Shiltons and Brad Friedels of the world, and not saying that Timmy Howard is getting near the end of his cycle, so to speak, but we know about Tim. We know about Brad Guzan. Who are maybe two or three guys that are youngsters, maybe just starting to get some caps right now, that could be the guys to come in behind Howard and Guzan for the future?
Yeah, so Cody Cropper, who played in the last Under-20 World Cup with Tab Ramos, is over at Southampton. I think he's a guy that we need to continue to focus on with that Under-20 team that's going to start qualifying in January for the World Cup. That qualifying will be in Jamaica. You've got a couple of kids. I like Santi Castagna, who's playing in New York Red Bull. Ethan Horvat, who's at Moldy. Andre Blake, that type of the guys that are cut from that mold of guys, that era of guys. And then you look at when you get to the older group. Hamid, I think, has turned the corner. He's now becoming an outstanding goalkeeper who is making some young mistakes. Sean Johnson is another guy I think we need to look to in the future. So there are some guys there, that I think can sort of carry the torch a little bit when Brad Guzan, if Timmy comes back, it'll be for one last cycle. Brad Guzan, I think, will be there for two cycles. Nick Raimondo probably is going to go about halfway through this cycle, and then it'll matter. It'll depend on how fit he is, how well he's playing, all of that stuff. So there are some options. I like it. There was a little while where I was concerned a couple of years ago about once this crop was gone, where we would go with it. But I like the direction it's going.
What do you think about the simplistic approach? Like, keeper, don't be a vampire and be afraid of crosses. Don't get beat at your near post. There's much more to that. But then again, they always say as simple as you can keep a sport, the less you have to think about it, the more you can just react.
Yeah. With regards to crosses, look, guys just don't come out for crosses anymore, right? Balls are whipped in too hard. You don't see a lot of it anymore, and guys should do it. I really can't tell you a guy that's dominant anymore in the air. It just doesn't happen anymore. I mean, guys are a little bit more savvy. Occasionally you'll see guys come out, but you can watch the top games in the world all weekend and not see a guy take a cross, come out and handle one. Brad Guzan does probably as good a job as anybody right now, especially for, a bigger body guy, and he moves around pretty well. As far as the near post thing, look, you hate getting beat at the near post, but the reality is there's near balls that go in the near post that we can term sort of near post goals, and there's ones that we can term that aren't. So it's not a case by case. As a general rule of thumb, I don't like it because then you kind of sell yourself out so much. Mm-hmm. That you allow so much the other way, it doesn't really help you.
Yeah, I remember in 94, that Dan Petrescu goal for Romania, you're looking at two guys wide open for the cross. I mean, how are you supposed to cover an eight-yard wide goal and three dudes?
That was a chance I took that didn't pay off. And I saw Lexi Lawless quoted on that a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, because this obviously was the anniversary of, or last year was the anniversary, I think 20 years, right, since that World Cup. And, he said, I saw Tony do that a million times and get away with it, And I was a risk taker, and that's the way I played. And that day it didn't work. And unfortunately, it was in that instance, but fortunately enough, it didn't help us. But I'll still go back and do it all over again, because the number of low crosses I cut out over the years, and I continued to do it after that, far outweighed, the one that I gave up, or two that I gave up. Unfortunately, I gave one up to John Hartz, too, in D.C., which I never get to live down. I work on the radio with him.
Well, the thing is, Tony, not to interrupt you, we did move on. I was at that 4th of July game at Stanford, so it's not like it knocked us out of the World Cup. One more question for you. I know you got to run here. You're working with Allstate with the MLS Cup. Tell us more about what your association is.
Yeah, so we get into the communities when we get out here. Obviously, we're in L.A., and tonight we'll surprise the team. We'll go out to their training. By the end of the training, these kids have what we like to think is probably their best soccer experience of their life. Allstate provides them with all types of uniforms, home and away, sweatsuits. Their coaches get everything they need. Soccer balls, training equipment, and ultimately we'll take all the kids that are involved tonight in the clinic and a family member, and we'll cart them over to the MLS Cup final, something that without Allstate, they probably wouldn't have the opportunity to do. So it's a fun event.
Very good. Tony Miola, hey, it's always a pleasure talking soccer with
My
you.
Pleasure.
And hey, best of luck with that, what you're doing. That sounds like a really great thing. And Tony, we'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
Take care.
All right, very good. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.